This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. It's Freestyle Friday here on Horses in the Morning, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February 2nd, episode 1865, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Well, Jamie, got a couple of exciting weeks coming up for both of us, and we got confirmation yesterday after Emily Thompson from our host of the Jumping episode. Her episode's next Tuesday, and she was trying to get a big guest. Well, she got about the biggest guest you can get in the jumping world right now, and that's McLean Ward. So I'm driving down to Wellington on Sunday morning, and Sunday afternoon, we're after the Grand Prix, we're meeting McLean at his farm to do the interview.
Oh, my gosh. Did you realize that you just won the lottery?
I know.
I mean, you're going to an Olympian's house to like interview him and hang out with him.
Yes.
Although I did hear he's kicking you out before the Super Bowl starts.
Yeah, I think we're going to get kicked out before the Super Bowl starts. So I think we have like an hour. and then I do have a party to go to down there. So it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be interesting. His farm should be interesting, I would think, in Wellington. He just won another like $100,000 class or something yesterday.
Oh, so he was in a good mood.
Yeah. So I think that's after he texted me after. We've been trying to get this set up for like weeks, and it was after he won that he got the text. So I'm excited to go down. Emily's really excited, of course, because, you know, this is her world and she gets to go sit with McLean. So you'll hear that on Tuesday morning. We'll be playing that interview on Tuesday morning here. So McLean Ward, big interview here on Horses in the Morning
next
week.
Dude, that's so cool. That's so cool. Very cool.
Then I got to go to PodFest and do an opening keynote again. And we were just talking before the show that I'm supposed to lead a roast for one of my mentors in the podcasting world that we're doing next Saturday night. And I'm not good at being mean. And Jamie came up with a good idea. So thank you for that, Jamie. She's been to like 1,000 roasts.
I did. Well, but they were like, you know, backyard roasts, not Comedy Central type roasts. These are like,
yeah,
like,
but for like radio people and stuff in Atlanta.
Yes, yeah. For radio. Lots of roasts for radio people in Atlanta. Thank God I couldn't handle it. I would cry. But if you watch there's a roast of James Franco. And I mean, granted, this is Comedy Central. It's really dirty, not for children. But Andy Samberg gets up there for his speech of the roast. And he like basically compliments everybody in the room one at a time, like going around for a roast, and he compliments everybody. He's like, boom, roasted. So
that's what I'm going to do, because I'm not good at being mean. And they get mean. And so I mean, really mean.
Oh, gosh. It make my stomach hurt.
I mean, it's like uncomfortable to watch it sometimes, you know?
Just, oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally. Totally. Like, you're sitting there watching and your butt goes numb because you're like, oh, God.
And I've been informed that everybody on the dais, all of us that are doing the roasting, are open targets as well. So I'm expecting quite a bit
That's
to come my
works.
Way. Yeah.
The person getting roasted is only 10% of it. You're going to get crushed.
I'm going to get crushed up there with my cowboy hat on. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you're toast.
Yeah, I'm going to be toasted. And that's the last thing for there before we head on our cruise. So I'll have my head beat up and my ego squashed right before we go on the Horse Lovers Cruise.
Well, don't worry. While you're on the cruise, I'm going to be doing my exams at Monty Robertson. Do you want to hear what is entailed
you're
with
going
this
for
exam?
Like 2 weeks, aren't you?
It's 2 weeks long. Wow. Yeah. So the first day, the first week is a lot of practice. We get to a lot of good practice in. But basically, I have to do gentling a wild horse, which is within my time allotted in the exam. I have to take a wild horse that's never been touched and basically get a halter on it and walk it around in like, you know, an hour. Yeah, less than an hour.
You're going to do your own road to the horse.
I'm doing it. Yeah. Except for the judge is Monty and he's pass or failing you. Like, how horrifying. Then I have to take a horse that's never been saddled or never been anything and go do join up and first saddle, tacking it up, long lining, everything. Like start to finish up until they put the first rider on, you know, so I have to do that. Then I have to do a written exam. I'm like, how do I study? As long as you know his concepts, you're okay. Okay. So there's nothing to like study except for all his 17 books. Okay. So I've been studying like 17 books.
It's 50 years of material.
Right. Exactly. And then the next thing is I have to do a presentation, like PowerPoint presentation. Oh, but limit it to 30 minutes. Have you talked to anybody for 30 minutes by yourself? Like, what? Oh, God. So I've been working nonstop, which actually leads us to our first guest that we're going to have, because I found Lisa Wood, who's coming on the show today to talk about her trip on her Mustang. I found her because of this project that I've been working on. So we're going to talk to Lisa Wood today. Jennifer's not here, by the way. I guess Glenn gave her the day off. She was ready to divorce him. So she left.
Pretty much.
So she's the day off. So we're going to talk to Lisa Wood, who, oh my gosh, you guys, when she was 40, oh God, 40, that's my age. She actually partnered with a Mustang and rode across the country by herself on a Mustang. How do we not know about this? West Coast to East Coast, like crazy. We're going to talk to her. And then Reese Williams, our little Irish friend. Did you remember we had Reese on a couple of years ago and he was like 11 and he was doing show jumpers and he's this show jumping phenom in Ireland. Well, he's coming over to be in the Nations Cup in Florida.
He's representing Ireland in the Nations Cup, which is like 13. A big deal down here. I mean, it's a big deal in Wellington. That's the show where they pack the stands. All the nations compete against each other as nations. And he's representing Ireland. And when you think about it, who has been number one in show jumping in the world the last couple of years? Ireland. So he's coming over and representing one of the top countries.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's 13. It's going to be awesome. He's going to be awesome. And he's really cute and sweet, you guys. So you have to listen to that. And then we're going to have really bad ads. And that's our show.
We're giving away some prizes today. The prizes for January will be giving away a box of crap, which I put together. Some good crap in there. And then a book. We're going to be doing all of that later in the show, too. But in the meantime, got some Daily Winnies to catch up on. Auditors Doreen Rose and Alexis Wells, happy birthday to both of you and our zebra friend and trainer down there. She does movies and all kinds of stuff, Sammy Joe in Texas. Happy birthday to you as well. We also ought to check in with Dominique and see how she's doing after the fire and everything. We ought to give her another call and check in with
her. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Good. Your turn.
Where's my baby Zara Winnie?
I didn't have it on Friday for some reason.
Okay. Well, you just make sure you get it back because this is another one.
Hold on. That better?
Okay. That's better. That's better. So this has been a fantastic week for a local business here in the Waddell, Phoenix area. And the local business I'm speaking of that's had a really good week is my veterinarian.
Again. Your vet always has a good week.
So she came up and on Monday morning, she was here to check Zara's head. Zara decided to split her skull like from forelock down through star. Okay. Like just slice it. I don't know how. I've looked everywhere. I cannot figure it out. I'm still looking, but it is a mystery. Then, I decided this week, guess who's coming to Flag Is Up Farms with me? I mean, obviously Zeus is coming because why wouldn't I take Zeus and be able to ride him? Precious Magic Gallop Jennings is going back
home where he started.
Back where she started, exactly. And so, but she is this is going to be a great 2 weeks for her. We're like, but the last time she was there, she had never had a rider, and I brought her home and got her ridden and got on her and stuff like that. So, for the most part, this is basically her going back, and there's a couple issues and a couple holes that I need Monty to help me fill. So we're going to, she's going
boot
to boot camp for the pony. So basically I had to have the vet back out to do Coggins and Helster. Bless Dr. Hendrix's heart. I called her last night at 10 p.m. I think I need you first thing in the morning. Oh, boy. So poor little Jacob, the pony. I went to do bed check last night, and I noticed. And we rode him yesterday. You know, the little kids rode him, and I didn't see anything going on. And I went out there last night at 10, and he is squinty-eyed and watery and just on his right eye. And he's like, can't even... You know, he's just really painful. And eyes, you guys, when you have an eye problem, don't mess with it. Call the vet immediately. So obviously 10 o'clock last night, I just gave him some Bute, and she's coming this morning. So good week for Desert Edge Equine.
Did you see anything?
I took him over to the light. Again, it's pitch black outside. Mm-hmm. So I turned on the one spotlight and I looked, and I couldn't see anything on the like right out front. But I was trying to, you know, like fold up his eyelid and stuff, and he was having none of that.
None of that.
So fairly painful.
You don't have one of those little flashlights like the eye doctors use and put, you know, flash in your eyeball.
Even if I did, do I have a staff to hold the pony down while I'm trying to look in his eyeballs? No. So we're going to, that's why you have a vet.
That's right.
Why you have the vet. Call him. Okay.
Do you just send your entire paycheck to your vet? Should we just start shipping it to her office?
I was going to say, you write my check. And
yeah, should we just send it to her from now on?
I just sign him over.
Yeah. Sign him over. Do wire transfers to the vet's office.
Desert Edge. I'm so sick of seeing her. I'm telling you, I'm sick of it.
She's sick of seeing you too.
And then as soon as I get back.
The money's not even worth it anymore. She's like, oh, Jamie.
As soon as I get back, it's breeding time. We're going to breed, pink again. So then she'll see a lot more of me. Gosh, it's crazy.
Well, speaking of horses that are untrained, there's 794 trainers that have been accepted to compete for $100,000 in this year's Thoroughbred Makeover in Kentucky, October 4th through the 7th at the Kentucky Horse Park. That's a 37% increase from 578 trainers accepted in 2017. That's 800 trainers. Now, a certain number of those will drop out, and they'll probably end up with 500 to 600 by the time it comes around. But they've got everything this year. They have U.S. Dressage Federation gold medalists, A Circuit Hunter riders, Grand Prix show jumpers, polo players, barrel racers, racing people, but I'm sure includes some trainers and some jockeys. They have 40 states represented, plus District of Columbia. How can they have District of Columbia? Is there somebody that rides in D.C.? I didn't know there was a stable in D.C., plus three Canadian provinces. And so professionals, they said, make up 46% of the field, and 42% are amateurs and 12% are juniors. And we're very proud to say that two of our auditors, Christine Bentley, who writes for Horse Nation, so you'll see lots of articles about her and her horse over there, and Alex Sherbin, one of our auditors, also got accepted. And Alex is doing a blog. She calls it startinggatetostartbox.com. You can read about her horse there.
I Googled barn in DC, and the only thing that came up was dress barn and the car barn condominiums.
It's the police horses, but that's about it. They must live in DC. That's all I can think. So yeah, so that's a lot of horses. That's a big competition. I wonder why they bumped it up. They were trying to keep it smaller. I guess they're just expanding.
Gotta like expand or die. Come on, let's do it. Yeah. And they've got a new website too. Did you mention that?
Yes. No, I did not mention that, actually.
So they have tbmakeover.org. I always was confused with the RRP and it was confusing. So tbmakeover.org. That's easy.
It's like
to remember.
Trying to find Rolex website in the old days. I could never remember what initials that was.
Oh my gosh, what are they going to do with RK3DE? Is it LR3DE now?
I could never remember that. I could never remember it.
I could
I just
because
Googled
I was like,
it every time.
RK3DE. So what are they? LR. Let's see if that's a thing. LR. L.
And it seems like the 3 days always use those initials. You know, they never spell it out. Like, they couldn't put Rolex Kentucky and just made it easy for me.
Oh, my God. It's the site. It's live. LR3DE.
Is that what it is?
Then it takes you over to Kentucky3DayEvent.com.
There you go. Everybody, by the way, all the professional riders, eventers that I've talked to have started just calling it Kentucky. Everybody's sort of just saying, we're just going to need to call it Kentucky. Like, they call badminton, badminton, you know, call burly.
So, it used to be called Kentucky before Rolex took over.
Yeah, years ago when it first started, it was Kentucky. All right, you want to get our guest on?
I do. And you're breaking up. You're breaking up just a little bit there, Glenn. I don't know how to fix that.
You sound fine to me. So,
okay.
Must be on your end, I think. Well, let's see how it goes with Lisa here.
Okay, you sound better now.
Okay. All right, we have to call her live because Jennifer's not here. So I am dialing right now. And Lisa Wood wrote a book in 2005 that you can talk to her about. And you're 40, so this is a trip that you should be taking.
I beg your pardon?
Hi, Lisa. Are you there?
Good morning.
Just wanted to let you know you are live on the air. We had to call you live. So good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I am so excited to discover there is an entire show devoted to talking about horses. It is my favorite topic.
Well, we've been on the air for a long time, so you got a lot to catch up on, girl.
Yes, I do. I am planning to listen to back episodes.
Well, I am Jamie, and this is Glenn, and we are the host of Horses in the Morning. I didn't really give you an introduction when I stalked you online, basically. You talk about a show devoted to horses, you had a ride devoted to one of my favorite topics on the planet, which is Mustangs, and you rode a horse 3,000 miles across the country at 40. Now, I just turned 40, so I got some work to do, okay?
But some miles to put in to catch up.
Yeah, Jamie's version of a long ride is around the block.
Listen, we all have our challenges, Glenn. So, Lisa, let's just tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, I'm older than 40 now, and the mare that I rode across the country is older than she was then, but I still have her. I just fed her this morning, and I gave her Cushing's medication this morning. So she's getting a little senior, but she's still doing great. And after I came back from that long ride, I bred her, and I have a colt, a gelding now, out of her. I live in San Diego, and I work for the city government here, and I took an unpaid leave of absence to take that ride you were talking about. That was all the way back in 2001. And I took an unpaid leave of absence. And the first thing I had to do was get a rig from one side of the country to the other so that I could get her home after I rode her there.
That's confidence right there. I'm going to finish this darn thing. I need my truck.
Right, exactly. So I started, probably the hardest part of the whole ride was getting my rig there because I had an old piece of junk. I have a much better rig now. But I had an old piece of junk, and I was trying to kind of scope out where I was going to go. So I was driving basically in the middle of nowhere in February in 20 below, camping in the back of that thing. And I drove it to a friend that I went to high school with here in California. She lives in Virginia now. And I called her up and said, "Hey, Karen, I'm planning to ride over to your side of the country." And she didn't bat an eye. She's known me for a long time. She said, "Well, I live in horse country. You should end up in my house." And I said, "Well, according to the historical trails I'm taking, that's about 300 miles out of my way." And there was a pause on the phone for a little while. She said, "And your point?"
You've already gone 3,000.
So I ended up at my friend Karen's house in Virginia. So I drove my rig there, short story for a long drive. And then I flew home. And then I rode my horse to Karen's house, and then I trailered my horse home. So that's kind of the short version of what I did.
Now, you've written a book about this. It's called Mustang Journal, 3,000 Miles Across America by Horseback. I did buy it, but I just got it yesterday, so I've only read the first couple pages. I didn't have quite the amount of time that I was hoping. I didn't know when they were going to book you to come on the show. But basically, in essence, you rode the historic trails from California all the way to Virginia, like Kearney Trail from California to New Mexico, and then covered wagon trails to Santa Fe. So talk to us about why you chose the trek that you did.
Well, one is I'm interested in history, but then the other reason is those historical trails are probably the easiest way to go. I had in planning for the trip, and I did spend a lot of time planning it, I got a great big wall map of the United States, and I used the little Zipitone. You know, I'm kind of old school. I don't do everything electronically. So I had a big wall map, and I marked in all of the historical trails coming across the country. And, of course, most of the historical trails go from east to west when you're talking about, you know, as we were colonizing and all of that. So I was planning to do them backward, and I was considering issues like weather and river crossings and that kind of thing. And what I ended up doing is looking at this map, thinking about the weather, looking at the mountain ranges, and I think I picked the easiest way to get across the country. The short version is I wasn't looking for the hardest way. I was looking for the easy way, and the historical trails, you know, they followed the rivers, they followed the better topographic contours, they looked for water holes, that kind of thing. So A, the historical trails are interesting, and B, they're the easiest way to go.
Now, let me tell you, let me stop you, because there is no easy,
easy
way to ride across the country. I live in Phoenix, and I've driven to San Diego, and that's hell on earth. I don't know how you rode across that, because Chad and I have discussed, like, we're like, if we were settlers and we were on like a wagon trail and we saw that mountain range ahead of us, we'd be like, we're here. That's it. We're done. This is it. We're stopping here.
The guy would have died in the first 3 days.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, the first 3 days are the worst. In fact, in my experience with these things, and this is not my first long ride and not my first backpacking trip, that kind of thing, probably you don't want to talk to me on the second day, and my mirror is very, very patient, because, you know, on the second day, you're dirty, you stink, you got blisters, you're sore, you're tired, you're thinking, what the heck? I was crazy. I'm going back. Wait a minute. I need a hot shower and a margarita, and I'm done. But the third day, you feel a little bit better. The fourth day, you feel a lot better. By the fifth day, you're kind of in the swing of it. And by the sixth day, when people offer you laundry and a shower, you're like, really? You think I need one? Don't notice it anymore. You know, you get out there long enough, you don't notice it anymore. Now, I will say about the challenges for the horse. I run a horse ranch here in San Diego, and I always have a little bit of a low level of anxiety about the horses. Are they getting the right feed? Are they getting the right water? When's the farrier coming? All that kind of thing. And just amplify that by 100. When you don't have hay and you're not sure you're going to have fresh water, and she's wearing out those shoes pretty dang fast because we're traveling 20 miles a day, and there really is a lot of anxiety. Probably the most challenging for me on that trip was exactly as you say, that is a very arid area there in Arizona. And I headed into some BLM land right out of Gila Bend. And I knew it was coming because, you know, I'd driven across and scoped out how far between water. And it was a 56-mile stretch with not one sip of water for my horse. And fortunately, the weather wasn't too hot yet. It was still March. And I get up early, early in the morning. I want to, you know, if it's cold, then she's cold, and I need to get her moving because it's cold. And if it's going to be hot, I want to get most of my traveling done before the blazing afternoon temperatures. So the weather wasn't too bad, but I got to say, good thing she was a Mustang, because she didn't drop weight on just scrounging what she could, going through the desert, and she made it 56 miles, which I covered over 2 days. Without a sip of water. And when I find, you know, I'm checking her, I'm pinching her skin to see if she looks dehydrated, and I'm all worried about her. When I finally got her to water, you know, she drank like she usually does, but she didn't even act like she was especially thirsty. She showed no signs of distress whatsoever. And on that skimpy graze, she didn't lose an ounce.
I wonder if that's the, you know, Mustang thing too. Yeah, it's kind of the Arabians are that way too. And I wonder, you know, would you get the same result there with a thoroughbred? I don't know. You know?
So on my first long ride was a few years before on a quarter horse Appaloosa. Cacho, and that was up the West Coast, where we never had any shortages of grass or water. And I was originally planning to ride him across the country, but he got diagnosed with ringbone. He had those. He's since gone. He was older than Shawnee. And when he got diagnosed with ringbone, of course, that took him out of the running for the long ride. And I had just gotten Shawnee and was already planning my cross-country trip when my quarter horse dropped out because of his ringbone. But I got to say, that really worked out for the best, because I don't think Cacho, even though he was a tough, scrappy little Appaloosa, I don't think he would have done as well as my Mustang going across that desert.
Well, I have three Mustangs, so I understand why you would choose an animal like this. They're just second to none as far as toughness and heart. To me, they're like the top breed for something like this. Now, I believe, first of all, how many days did it take?
So she averaged 20 miles a day. And so it took the actual traveling across the country part took 5 months.
5 months across country, and you guys made it. You're both okay, obviously. Just talk a little bit about Shawnee real quick before we run out of time. Sorry, Glenn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you and I value Mustangs, but not everybody does. And she was, when I got her, I didn't own my own place yet, and I was boarding my Appaloosa, and there was this other little Pinto there, and I asked the ranch owner about the little Pinto, and she really didn't even want me to look at her because she had dressage Andalusians that were triple registered and all this kind of
$100,000.
Oh yeah, and she just really didn't even want me to look at the little Pinto, and I did, of course, and she had an owner that seldom came out, and her feet were abscessed, and she's bald faced, so she had scabs over her eyes, and so, you know, long story short, the owner sold her to me for $1.
Wow.
And the woman who ran the ranch told me that I overpaid. And I got to tell you, that is the best dollar I ever spent.
Oh, without a doubt. Now, you've done 3,000 miles across America, the Mustang Journal, 3,000 miles across America by horse. And that was from California to Virginia. And you also have Chasing the California Dream. And that's a solo horseback journey along the California coast. Woman, you crazy. What are you?
You're not the first person to say that.
You're crazy, but you're also heroic to me. So well done, sister.
Yeah, well, you know, kudos to the Mustang. She's a medicine hat, and I don't know if you know about the story about the medicine hat. I learned about it as I was riding her across the Indian reservations. They explained to me that the medicine hat Pintos have supernatural protective abilities. So there you go. I was safe because I was on my medicine hat Mustang.
There you go. All right, I have a question or two to wrap this up. One, did the blisters on your butt and your legs ever go away in that 5 months?
I will say that the people I play volleyball with back here in San Diego said something about what my thighs must be like.
And then the next question is, the characters that you meet along the way, obviously this was an adventure on horseback, but you meet some interesting characters. Was there one person that stands out? And I know you wrote the book and probably included some of those. Was there one person that stands out on that cross-country trip that just jumps out at you?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a chance I'm going to have to tell him to listen to your program. I met a fellow named Jim Frost in Estancia, New Mexico. He had a feed store. Loved to meet veterinarians, farriers, and people who own feed stores. They're my favorite people to meet. And that man, he is the heart of this country. I got to tell you, he has the biggest heart of anybody I know. And one of my big challenges was how I was going to get across the Mississippi River. And he started calling my parents, because, you know, this was back before we had everything all posted to social media and all that. So the only way you could know where I was is if you called my parents, because every once in a while I'd pick up a landline and call my parents and tell them I was still alive. So Jim did that, and as I was approaching the Mississippi River, he figured out where I was going to be, And the next thing you know, I was walking along the side of the road with my horse. I saw this horse rig pull over right in front of me. And lo and behold, it was Jim. He was taking a colt to his daughter up in Minnesota, and he altered his route so that he could pick me up on the side of the road and trailer me right across the Mississippi River just as smooth as silk.
Wow. Aw, how nice. What a sweet guy. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and he had a box. He had a box of homemade cookies in the cab with him.
You know, it's funny, the hikers, long-distance hikers that do Appalachian Trail and Pacific Crest Trail and all those, which you probably rode on the Pacific Crest Trail when you did your ride out there, they always say the trail provides, that just when you need it, somebody shows up. There's an angel that shows up, and there you were. You had your angel to get across the river.
I did. His name was Jim Frost, and he lives in New Mexico.
There you go. Where can
swim,
you
swim, Shawnee? Swim, Shawnee. Let's go.
That's a little, on, that river would be a little tough. Again, I would have drowned right there. I would have never made it past the Mississippi. I would have just drowned in the river. So.
Hey, if we have another second.
Yeah.
You mentioned last week that you went fox hunting.
Jamie's been fox hunting. She went fox hunting in Ireland. My wife went fox hunting last week. Yes.
Oh, okay. You're yep. All right. So I heard that. So when I got to Virginia, this area had a fox hunting club. And so they invited me to take my Mustang fox hunting with them.
Oh my God. Shawnee's like, enough.
Well, in fact, the opposite, because, you know, she's going 20 miles a day. All these nervous, expensive horses that these people had, by the time we were done with the little ride, they were all sweaty and they'd been bucking and acting up and all that. And she'd been level-headed and calm the whole time. And she hadn't broken a sweat yet. And she's looking around like, I don't know what you guys thought the big deal was, but this is a piece of cake.
That's awesome. Well, Lisa, you have a couple books. People can find you. It's Lisa. And then you own Trailblazer Ranch, actually, I do believe it. I've done some internet search on you. And it's Lisa Wood, Chasing the...
I think so.
All right, I'll give out your websites. Thank you so much for coming on. We are so happy to talk to you. It's Mustang Journal, 3,000 Miles Across America by Horse, Chasing the California Dream, a solo horseback journey along the California coast. And again, you can find Lisa on Amazon or trailblazerranch.com.
All right. I think we lost Lisa. So at least we lost her right at the end.
Right, but at the end. Perfect.
Yeah. I hope that she gave poor Shawnee a drink out of that flask. We're going to take you fox hunting after you've just ridden 2,500 miles.
And Shawnee's like, this is nothing. Y'all are just a bunch of...
He's probably happy to go fast because I'm sure a lot of this was at a walk. So
yeah. Oh, what a nightmare for a rider. God, I hate long walks. I'm like, giddy up. Let me gallop. I can't walk. My butt hurts.
All right. Let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products. And then we're calling Ireland. We're going to talk to Reese Williams, 13-year-old show jumper, going to be representing his country over here in Florida for the next couple of weeks. At Kentucky Performance Products, quality assurance is a key ingredient found in every product they sell. Each supplement is manufactured to exacting standards in certified facilities. Their ingredients are sourced from highly reputable suppliers, and their formulas are fixed to ensure consistency in each bucket. So what does the promise of quality assurance mean to you and your horse? It means you can trust that when you purchase a supplement from Kentucky Performance Products, you will see the results that you expect and the quality that you can count on. They guarantee it. Kentucky Performance Products, helping you keep your horses healthy, sound, and competitive. Visit them at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. And you can also find them on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. All right, let's call our friend. Now, he was on 2 years ago when he was 11 years old. He had just gotten a pony for Christmas underneath the Christmas tree. Not literally, but, you know. Figuratively.
We get it. We get it.
And we just heard from Mom, actually, and we heard about a little trip he's going to be taking. So I'm going to try and get Reese on the phone here, calling Ireland. We hope the better... Hey, Reese, how are you? This is Glenn and Jamie.
Good morning, Glenn and Jamie, and everyone at Horse Radio Network.
Good morning,
America.
You're going to be coming to see us soon, Reese. We're so excited.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Now, where you, since we talked to you last, you were 11 at the time, and, you know, you were doing pretty well as a show jumper then, but the last 2 years must have been pretty good if you're going to be doing Nations Cup.
Yeah. I've started secondary school now, and I'm getting a lot more homework. And I finished 1/2, and I started 1/3 and 1/4, and I'm competing in the Children on Horses.
Oh, very cool. When do you leave to come over here?
I'm leaving Ireland on the 8th of February, and I'll be leaving in the 4th and the 17th, and I'll be there for 10 days.
And do you bring your own horse for this, or do they assign you horses over here?
Well, they'll be giving me horses over there. I'm riding a horse belonging to Dara Kearns that's living in Florida at the minute.
Very cool. And have you ever been to Wellington or Ocala before?
No, this will be my first time.
Well, anybody's here right now, so you're gonna be in good company.
And I did hear that your mom is not coming with you.
Oh no, she's going to Lanzarote on a holiday.
Oh my gosh! So
wedding anniversary.
Ah, and you're getting quite a bit of press. We saw a newspaper article over there. You're getting quite a bit of press for your trip.
Yeah, I'm looking at the paper now.
So what are you most excited about?
I'm looking forward to jumping in the Grand Prix in the Nations Cup over in Ocala.
And you're going to be, actually, that's about 10 miles from my house, where we have the studio here at the Horse Radio Network. You're literally about 10 miles away when you're going to be doing that Nations Cup. And so excited about that. And Nations Cup over here during the winter season is a big deal. That's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Really cool. And, of course, you know, Ireland's been known to be pretty good in show jumping. You got some serious competition there.
Yeah, we do. It's tough.
Go ahead.
I heard that your hero is a guy named McLean Ward. Is that true?
Yeah, I say so.
Tell him what you're going to do, Glenn.
Yeah, Sunday I get to go to McLean's farm in Wellington, and we're doing an interview with McLean on Sunday. So I'll tell him to look for you, okay?
Yeah.
So... Now, you, in the last 2 years, must have done pretty well. And what are you currently riding? Do you have your own ponies right now that you're currently riding, and do you have a favorite?
No favorites at the minute, but I've plenty of ponies. Sligo Lux to Queenie, Dicot Masterman, Ballywire Myra, The Flashman, Shadows Dancer, Musical Magic, and... a horse belonging to Mary Burke that's competing up to 130s over here.
And you're in school too?
Yeah.
How do you do it all?
Good question. There's not enough of hours in the day.
So you go to school during the day and then you ride all night? Is that what happens?
Yeah. Two hours.
How many horses will you ride in a day?
3 to 4 every day.
Okay, Jamie, does that make you seem like we're just lazy?
I figured at least he was homeschooled. Reese, where in Ireland do you live?
I live in Ennis, County Clare. West of Ireland.
Okay, gotcha. I got to go to Ireland last year, and it is my favorite place I've ever been in the entire world. And I mean, how do you not have horses in Ireland with the lush grass and the big fences? And do you go out and just jump the stone walls in between properties for fun?
No, not really. That's not really my thing.
No fox hunting then?
No.
No eventing?
Just show jumping.
Just show jumping.
Keep it in the ring. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So when you, after this, now what happens after, what happens then into your summer, into the season? What are your plans for the season this year?
Well, we'll be starting the spring tours soon enough after Florida, and the premiers will begin, and the RDS, hopefully I qualify.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, is there, Reese? We have confidence in you. Of course you're going to qualify. And how proud are your mom sent us an email letting us know you were coming over. They are proud as could be, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very proud. They're very upset that they can't come.
I bet. Your dad, is he still your coach, by the way, or have you fired him by now?
No, he's still the coach. Him and Mary Burke gives me a hand.
Okay. Because I remember when we talked to you when you were 11, I asked you, how do you have your dad as a coach? That's got to be hard. And you said, well, there are moments. I figured by now you would have fired him and gone to somebody else.
Nope.
Yeah.
Somebody's paying the bills there, Glenn. You got to remember who's in charge here.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, your dad was a big time show jumper. Is a big time show jumper as well. So you got a good start for sure. Now, do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have one brother and one sister.
Do they ride?
Yes, they do.
And
two of them do.
Are they as good as you, or you got them whooped?
Well, I'll probably say I'm the best, but.
He has to.
Yeah, he has to.
My brother thinks he's better than me, and.
Well, we are looking forward to you making the trip over here. How exciting for you. You're going to have a blast, and you are going to both Wellington and Ocala, right?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, well, you're going to have your eyes opened when you get to Wellington. That's a whole different world. It's something else down there. And
I've seen pictures of it. It looks nice.
And we'll hope to catch up with you when you're here in Ocala.
Excuse me?
We'll hope to catch up with you to see you when you're here in Ocala.
Yeah.
I'll try and find you, okay?
Hello?
I'll try and find you, okay, when you're here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thanks, Reese.
Okay, thanks, Glenn.
Good luck.
And Jamie. And can I say a quick hello to my Auntie Del and Uncle Jason and my cousin, Baby Rory, will fly from Connecticut to Ocala to watch.
Oh, great.
Jump in the Nations Cup.
Sure.
And Brenda Purify in Harmony Farms.
Terrific. Well, you're going to have a support team there. I'm glad to see that. You're going to have somebody cheering you on.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Reese.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I love him so much. And, you know, I just realized too, like I was looking where he lives. I drove right by there.
Really?
I wish I would have known. I would have stopped in.
Yeah, they would have loved to see you, actually.
Yeah, we stayed in Doolinch, had golfed in La Hinch, and then you drive through Ennis and went through Limerick. Like, the whole country is absolutely spectacular. And just north of there is Galway, where I did the fox hunting.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, you've got to have fox hunted. Nope, show jumping.
No, show jumping. That's too scary out there doing that. Now, he jumps like 4-foot jumps, but that's not scary.
No, that's crazy. Who would do that?
Now, don't you wish you had your crap together at 13 like he did? I didn't have my crap together at 13. No.
Man, you know what? It all comes down to your parents. His parents must be absolutely awesome people. So,
yeah. Well, good for him. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment, and how excited he's going to be to get over here. And I hope I'll have to check the dates of the Nations Cup, and we'll hope to get out to see him there, because literally it's about 10 miles from our house.
That's so awesome.
So we'll go over and say hi to Reese. Congratulations, Reese. We'll post a picture of him in our show notes also, doing his jumping thing on one of his ponies. We'll put that in our show notes for today's episode. Well, now we're going to hear a review. It's a day we hear about Ovation, one of our terrific sponsors. I got to see all of their products when I was at Ada last week. Well, we had a listener review of Ovation breeches, but these are Ovation Kids breeches, speaking of kids, and we had a kid review them, and as cute as could be. So let's take a listen to this, and then we're coming back with some really bad ads in a few minutes.
It's review time, product review time, my favorite part of the show. Coach Jen here, and I'm here with Matt and Carly, and they're going to tell us all about the Ovation Kids Athletica Rider Tights. Hi, Matt and Carly.
Hi.
Well, thank you for testing out the Ovation Kids Athletica Rider Tights for us. What color tights did you get?
I got black.
You got black ones. Have you worn your breeches lots of times?
A lot.
A lot? And do you like them?
Yes, they're very comfortable.
They're very comfortable. What do you like best about them?
The inside is very soft.
The inside is very soft. Well, that's really important. You wouldn't want to wear breeches that are rough on the inside, would you?
No.
No. Now, are your breeches the knee patch kind of breeches, or are yours the full seat kind of breeches?
They're the knee patch.
And do your breeches have a zipper in the front, or do you just pull them on?
You just pull them on.
You just pull them on. Oh, that's so much easier, isn't it? Now, are your breeches easy to put in the washing machine? Can your mommy or daddy wash them?
Oh, my mom washes them.
Do your breeches fit really good?
Yes.
They fit really good, and they're really soft. Those are two very important things about breeches, isn't it? Aren't they?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So, in closing, would you tell other kids that you think Ovation Kids Athletic or Rider Tights, do you think other kids should get them?
Yes.
There we go. That pretty much seals it. And Ovation Kids Athletic or Rider Tights are available as we record at horselovers.com for $29.99. And they come in beige or easy to take care of black in extra small through large. Thank you very much, Matt, and especially Carly, for doing our review tonight.
And you can find all of Ovation's products, too, at OvationRiding.com. That's OvationRiding.com. They have some new products they introduced to the show, and I think you'll be seeing those pop up very soon on their website as well. So now, you, speaking of kids, Jamie, I saw the cutest picture ever that you posted yesterday.
Oh my gosh. Is there anything cuter than a little guy in little breeches? What, buddy?
Speaking of little guys in little breeches, okay. He's right there, huh?
He's right here tapping on my shoulder, and then I'm like, what? And he runs away. That's my life. So yeah, he's got those same little breeches in black. Oh my God. Can I just tell you that a little chubby little kid with little riding pants on, with little Ariat boots. Oh my God, it's the cutest thing ever.
And he got to go trail riding with his little friend.
Yes, his little friend who he rides with, they take group lessons. Basically, his mama comes over and brings her. And so we lead him around. So they did their first trail ride. They were so excited about the trail ride, which, of course, encompasses me leading them. You know, we each lead the horse. But they were so excited to go on their trail ride. It was so cute.
That's the cutest picture, too. We'll have to post that on our Facebook page.
She was trying to hold his hand. She was trying to hold his hand. And he's like, I'm not holding your hand.
Of course not.
And I was like, just give her a high five.
I'm not touching you.
We caught the high five. Yeah. Ew, gross. You're a girl.
Okay. So I don't know if you had a chance to watch this, but before we get to really bad ads, speaking of fox hunting over in England, did you get a chance to watch that video?
I did. Oh, my God. It makes me ill.
So there's this. Apparently, some protesters have started showing up at all the fox hunts over in England. Now, you got to remember, fox hunting actual foxes has been illegal for a long time in England. They do what's called a drag hunt, where a little guy goes out on a four-wheeler with a scent and drags it along the ground, and then basically they're chasing nothing. By the way, Jennifer likes drag hunts better because they're faster.
They're faster.
Yeah, a lot of times with fox hunts, you stand around for hours waiting for the hounds to find something, right? With the drag hunts, the hounds always have a scent, so they're always moving, and the horses are always moving. She always liked that better. So, but apparently now the protesters have started showing up, protesting the fact that they're even riding the horses. And they show up in masks, they were with, you know, hoodies on, and that happened. Well, they wish they had never done it, I think, at this place, although they're getting a lot of publicity out of it, so maybe they appreciate it, I don't know. But there was this huntsman who decided that he had had enough, that these protesters had come onto the private property, and he just had enough. He's riding, I don't know if you noticed on the video, he's riding a big horse, too. But he had had enough, so he went over, and of course, this is all caught on video because I'm sure the protesters were videoing everything. They walked onto the property, he wanted them off the property, told them to get off the property, they wouldn't leave the property, so he went over with his whip and whacked the one guy on the head, and then they kind of scattered a little bit, but they weren't leaving the property yet, so he basically took his horse and moved him and ran the one guy over and moved him off the property, and I don't think protesters realized that you got that size horse coming at you, you're bound to get hurt. And of course, they were yelling at him for stressing his horse out. The horse didn't look stressed, kind of looked like he was having fun to be. But this is what we're up against. This is what we're going to be up against here for a while, even in this country. This is going to start happening more and more at shows. Now, did this guy handle it well? Maybe not the best. We don't condone violence, but it was an interesting video. Apparently, they've been having run-ins with the protesters, and the huntsmen have been fighting back to keep them off their properties, and the police haven't been doing anything. They've been kind of looking the other way. So I don't know if the police are looking the other way on purpose or it's just the way it worked out, but yeah, we're going to see more of this, sadly, and I think that I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, I mean, they're yelling, "Pull horse, pull horse," and he's basically hitting. They says that he didn't ever hit anybody with a crop, but somebody did get knocked over.
I don't know. He looks like he whacked the guy in the head with a crop.
I know, and they're saying he didn't, but yeah, I don't know. I just don't like any of it. It just makes me feel icky. Like the guy, I didn't handle it very well, but also like these protesters. I'm telling you guys, it's gonna start. Like you said, it is a slippery slope of people saying the horses are being abused and you shouldn't be riding. And I mean, that was my whole point of contention with the vegan lifestyle was, I remember I told you this, like when I did that first Veganuary challenge, I was all into it online and they were like, we want to see pictures of vegans and their everyday life. Well, I guess that does not include showing a picture of you jumping a rescued horse. And so I was show jumping, Jet at the time. And she wrote, oh, we can't post that on our Facebook page. I was like, why not?
Because you're
evil.
Well,
because you're using an animal for pleasure or whatever. I was like, are you kidding me here? So you can't ride horses. No, everything should be free. And this is the,
do they believe
the kind
that
of
about
mindset.
Dogs and cats too?
Well, that's a whole nother point of contention. Oh, depends on who you talk to, because PETA just thinks they should all be killed because you'd rather be death is better than being a pet. So
my dog laying here would disagree with that, I think.
Yeah, I know. I've got four dogs.
Poor Glory laying here going, what? I kind of like my big squishy bed. Guess who got the most gifts at Christmas?
The dog.
Exactly. So, I mean, and that's the whole thing with the horses is it is a slippery slope. And if you guys are like, oh, we need to protest this with horses, you know what? They're going to come after you next.
Yep.
They're going to come after you next. It's awful and it's fairly sad. And it's going to be, we're going to be fighting for, in 20 years, we're going to be fighting to own a horse.
I didn't realize it was that bad over there. I knew that we were starting to see it over here. I didn't realize it was that bad in England.
Oh, it started out being bad over there. But again, you know, I mean, I'm certainly no big hunter, you know, and feel like I need to like go kill animals, but I don't understand like why they're protesting drag hunts even, you know, I mean, when I fox hunted in Ireland, they fox hunt because there is such an overabundance of foxes. And you know, when guys go out hunting deer, you know, population control. And I'm like, really? Do you hunt the smallest and the weakest? No, you go hunt the biggest and the biggest points and the biggest big giant one you can find. But in fox hunting, you're not catching the big fast habit, you know, you're catching the slower ones and the weaker ones, and they have a lot of foxes over there that are sick because there's just so many of them. Anyway, I can go on this tangent forever.
I got a story though. Massachusetts, when we lived there was a big controversy because they had just outlawed hunting beavers. You couldn't hunt trap beavers anymore in Massachusetts. Well, if you know Massachusetts, it's on the coast. So there's a lot of inland marshes and things. Well, after about 4 or 5 years of not hunting beavers, the beavers started overpopulating, building their dams and flooding all the rich people's houses. So they all of a sudden they went back to controlled taking care of the beavers because it was flooding all the houses.
Right.
Because they built dams. That's what they do. That's what beavers do. So. There's always consequences to anything you do.
Yeah. It's really something that gets me a little fired up. That's why when you had said before the show, you want to talk about this? I did not respond because I was like, I don't want to talk about it.
So, all right. Well, let's do something more fun.
That's why.
Let's do something more fun. How about some really bad ads? You want to do those?
Sorry, yeah. Let's do that. Let's do it. Please cleanse me.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when our listeners submit ads they found on Craigslist or Facebook or somewhere, and we just have a little fun on a Friday. We take you into your weekend with a chuckle, and we're going to be giving away a couple of prizes today, too. We have a box of crap, and I got a bunch of crap at Ada that we threw in the box, so it's ready to go. And we have a book called Brain Training for Riders by Andrea Waldo. We're going to be giving that away again, too. Do you want to do that now or at the end of the show, at end of the ads?
Let's make them wait.
Okay, good. All right, we'll make them wait. We have a lot of listener-submitted ads today, too. And when they do that, when you read your own ad on your phone and send us the sound file and we play it, you get two entries in to win prizes. And we have four or five of those today. And so we're going to start Really Bad Ads with one of those. And this is Marlene.
Hi, this is Marlene, and I have a really bad ad to share from Facebook in Illinois. ISO 2016 or older stud colt stallion, don't want a high flanker or crypt or filly mare, would prefer stud colt stallion. May consider geldings only if sired by Country Quick Dash, which is interesting because I think they were clear they wanted a stud colt or stallion. Has to mature to be at least 15 hands or taller. Doesn't have to be started. He, she will be my barrel project. Must be registered and have papers in hand. Max $2,000. I have it in hand. I could go higher if you accept time payments. So interesting. They really want a horse by Country Quick Dash. But in lieu of that, they'll take any stud colt or stallion. Yeah.
Specific.
Oh my God, she reads fast. That's she can do
I was
this.
Like, what does she do? I can't even follow it. But
I couldn't follow
I was like,
it
what
either.
Is Country Creek Dash? And I'm like, oh, that's the horse.
Does she
okay.
do medication disclaimers at the end of commercials? She's like,
she's the micro machine girl.
I thought you read fast. Holy crap. Thank you, Marlene, for sending that in. Rebecca sent the next one in. This is on Craigslist. It's a Shetland pony for $450 in Cape Camp Verde. 14 to 15 year old pony, around 10 hands, I think. He is.
This is in Arizona. I'm going to go get it.
Oh, this is in Arizona? Okay, yep. 14 to 15 hand, or 14 to 15 year old pony, around 10 hands, I think. He is the typical shit, but my kids have had a ton of fun with him. He needs more work for a kid to ride him alone, but I have ponied him with my son a few times and, of course, just walked him around. There you go.
Let's describe the picture. I feel like this is not probably Pony Club approved.
No. and that's the reason the pony's a, you know what.
Yeah. So there's a brown Shetland pony, and there's a loose horse that is appears to be the beginning of harassing the pony. Now, there is a child sitting on the Shetland pony with the loose horses around, and there's another
18
child.
18 months old.
Yeah, about a year and a half old. And then we've got another child that is on the ground that I believe is getting harassed by the loose horse. And then the mom, who's like just standing there scratching her head. And so this is their advertising shot here. So,
there you go.
Not BHS approved. Not no. Pony Club approved. No. Disaster.
No. Joy sent
the next one. Yeah. Joy sends every computer. Goes a little stuck there. Donkeys. $350 in Greencastle, Indiana. I have several standard donkeys for sale at this time. If you're looking for a top-notch protector for your small livestock, I have it. If you're looking for a dependable halter breaker for your weanling by Champion Cutting Horse Zippolina King George, I have it. If you're looking for a doe-eyed Hallmark Channel inspired spirit animal, I do not Have it. Assorted colors, 350 each.
So if you need a donkey to keep everybody in line, she's got it.
If you're looking for a friend, not a pet.
Not a pet. This is a protector. So keep the wolves away from your horses or sheep. Amanda sent the following win in a horse saddle, S-A-T-T-L-E, for $100 in Otter LK, wherever that is. I have no idea. Do you think they misspelled the initials on their state, too?
Probably by reading the ad down below. I want to see how you say this first word.
Okay, so the ad, it's a horse saddle, remember? And it's a picture of a Western saddle. Exlant shape seat measures 14 by 14 inches. Yep, that's the entire ad. Exlant.
And shape. I would like to point out that this is no regular horse saddle, okay? It is bright pink.
Yeah, it's kind of pinkish.
Bright pink.
Maybe it's spray painted at one point. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's 14 by 14, one, too. I thought that was an interesting.
I don't know that measurement. Yeah, I don't know that one. Horse trailer, and this is in Utah, and it's only $400. Just put on new tires. Heavy duty, single axle horse trailer, solid floor with tech compartment with a dropped ramp. For more info, please call. It may have a solid floor, but it has no roof. And I don't understand how it may have a tech compartment, but I don't think that door's going to shut. It's open right now, but it's not going to shut because this thing is 47 different colors
of rust,
paint and rust, and then another layer of paint, and then another layer of rust, and then another pair. I see yellow, blue, black, red, orange, and brown, oh, and white, and then another shade of blue that's a little darker.
Why did they put new tires on this? The tires are worth more than the trailer. I don't know.
This is called tetanus, is what this trailer should be called.
It is a convertible, though. They're always worth more. Convertibles are worth more. Always more expensive. Mary sent the following one in.
Hi, you guys. This is Mary Calkins.
Hi, Mary.
I have a really bad ad.
Hi, Mary.
It starts off. Kid horses. $7,000. The black one is 13HH, hands high, 14 years old. The bay is 13HH and 11 years old. They both been in trail road in the mountains, ran barrel patterns, and been rode in 4H, good around dog, been around cow. So these are horses that are good around just one dog. And if you come by one cow, it's okay. I guess that means if it comes close to a herd, then you're going to be in trouble. And then the pictures are, there are three pictures. Two of them are young girls standing on top of the horses. So evidently, if you buy these horses, you have to ride them standing up. And the third photo is a photo of a video. So it's got the little video button that you push, but it's a, so it's right in the middle of the picture. So you can't see the picture very well. And it's one of those photos that I call Yahoo photos where it looks like it's a girl. She's riding one of them bareback and she has a lasso and she's going to rope.
Oh
something.
God.
There's my really bad ad.
$7,000 for those two little 13 hand ponies.
Man, what a deal.
It's a deal.
Tammy sent in the next one, and I'm going to abbreviate this a little bit. It's a Facebook ad, and it starts out, folks, here she is, the horse everyone is looking for. This girl is as broke as a college student eating ramen noodles. She stands, this has got to be Southern. I'm going to have to do the Southern because I don't know where it's from. Here she is, a horse everybody's looking for. She, this girl's as broke as a college student eating ramen noodles. She stands 15 hands. I'm not guessing. I got out the measuring stick and used it. She's a great.
Wait a minute. That's a first. We have to make a note. That's the first time anybody's ever measured their horse in these ads.
So, see, but I mean,
they're
the last
guessing.
Like, yeah, it's total guess. She's a great, I called on a horse for sale, by the way, and I said, how much is it? How tall is it? And they go, 15'2", and I was like, oh, I'm looking for something a little bigger. She's like, well, I didn't really measure it. I can like get a measuring stick and properly do it. I'm like, so you'll tell me whatever I want to hear.
Yeah, okay. Now it's 16'2". Oh, yep.
Is that what you're looking for? 16, not too big. Well, I think she's 16. That's what I'm going to guess.
When she slouches, she's 16.
I'm not guessing. I got out the measuring stick and used it. She's a grade gated paint walking horse. A grade gated paint walking horse. This gal struts out like she's working the catwalk in Paris when she gates. Really pretty mover. She holds her tail out and looks as fancy as they come. Absolutely no vices. She's an easy keeper and stays inside my sad little single strand wire pasture fence. Plays nice with others and wants to get along. She's stocky and built to last. Been trail ridden more miles than your GPS even knows exists. Now, I know someone wants to ask me the question I always hate the most. Can my child ride her? So here's the answer. I don't know your child.
That's a good answer.
Good answer. But my 2-year-old daughter can lead her, ride her, and brush her from about the hocks down. She's not Superwoman. I'm in Southeast Missouri near Jackson. Since you're reading this, I have confidence that you can plug in Jackson, Missouri 63755 into your GPS or Google Maps and find out how far we are from you.
This lady's got an attitude.
Oh my God.
I like this lady, actually. She got
that's funny.
We need to get her on the show. That's funny. All right. Allison sent the, well read, by the way. You know, she was probably from Mississippi before she moved to Missouri. So you're good.
Missouri's still pretty country.
Yeah, it's pretty country.
Hi, this is Allison from Ontario, Canada, with another really bad ad. This ad
Hi,
is
Allison.
Funny because all you see in the photo is a picture of the horse's left eye. It's like someone tried to be really artistic and take a photo of their horse that was just of the eye and then put that up as their ad picture. And in the text, it says, horse for sale, $800. New price, QH mare for sale, needs training, loves attention, 13.5 hands tall, 6 years old, needs a new home, Lucan area. And then all you have to go on is a picture of the horse's eye.
Eyeball. And we've all tried to take that artistic shot. We're like, you take a picture of the horse's eyeball and somehow you can see my cell phone reflected in the eyes. It takes away all the magic. Well, that's funny. That's funny. Eyeball for sale.
Eyeball. You think it's double for the other eye? They buy two?
It's obviously.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought so, too. All right. Lorene sent the following one in. Horses, $350. $350 each horses for sale shoots wormed. That's what it says. Each horses for sale shoots wormed.
And it's a picture of a horse like in a really terrible fencing. And it looks like there's somebody trying to touch it and the horse won't.
It's not, that's like, why they had to shoot the wormer in. That's what I can tell. Is they shot the wormer.
We shot it one time.
Yeah, that's right. Open up.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to figure out where this one is. This has got to be Southern too. I think this is the same person who wrote the other one from Missouri. All right, here we go. This is a Facebook ad Joyce McKinney sent in. Anyone in need of a 160-pound alpine goat? No, probably not. His name is Earl, a.k.a. Mr. Destructo, and not registered but confirmed DNA, Satan spawn. Meaner than my mother-in-law. Eats a lot. Everything, including landscape, trees, stalls, tractors, and trucks. Prefers expensive plants that have been nurtured to best in show quality. On the plus side, he's a demolition expert specializing in barns. That's a plus. He's also a great security guard who will rid your yard of small children and the elderly.
Get off my lawn.
Sorry for the fuzzy picture, but he wouldn't hold still. Did the same thing when I pointed a gun at him. $20. Wait, this is it. $20. Sorry, that's all I can afford. These are so funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Joyce.
Did the same thing when I pointed a gun at him.
So, I like the $20. Sorry, it's all I can afford.
Okay, that was the best ad of the year so far. I don't know how we finish that up. I'm just going to go to Scott. How about I just go to Scott?
All right.
Scott's going to end the day because Scott always ends the day. Here we go.
Hey, it's Scott. Today's bad ad comes from Charlottesville, Virginia. Marissa found it on Craigslist. It's titled Horse and Pony, $550. I need to downsize. I have one 10-year-old gelding walking horse who is begging her safe sound. We'll do whatever asked. Load stand for farrier. Cross tie. Cross water. Rides trails great. I would put my grandmother on him. He is a true gem. He rides western and has such a smoothie hair. To many good things to say about him, my 8-year-old son can ride him. Solid. 15.2 hands tall. He would make a great lessons horse. 5-year-old Halflinger pony gelding. He is pretty nervous of people. He is hard to catch and will need work. Was told at one time he rode, but was green, so I'd completely restart him. I would like for them to both go together, but understand if I need to separate, but a good home is a must for them, 10 hands tall and super cute. Or I'll do 550 on them both to a good loving home. There is absolutely nothing wrong with them either. I just need to downsize my herd. If truly interested, text me for pics and video. Both up to date on shots and warming, both had feet done 4 weeks ago, but will need again in about 4 weeks. Very nice, just don't use them or have time for them all. 550 takes them both. These guys are truly great. The pony is project, but Sparky, the walking horse, is ready to ride. I just really need to home them soon. Please, someone open their heart up to them.
Do you think they need rehomed soon?
I got he said 10 hands tall.
Yes, he did. He did say 10 hands tall. Yeah, not going to do much with that one. Maybe a little cart. I don't know what you're going to do with the 10 hands.
That's
horse.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, Scott. Thank you, everybody who read their own. We have to pick some winners now. Now, Jennifer's not here, so she gave me the Excel file. So let me open that up, and I'll have you pick the numbers. Give me a second. Okay, so the first thing we have is a book called Brain Training for Riders. It is by Andrea Waldo, and this is a book about that talks to you. It's just what it says. It's about training your brain to be a better rider. So we're, and you can find this actually on Amazon, and it's called, the subtitle is Unlock Your Riding Potential with Stressless Techniques for Conquering Fear, Improving Performance, and Finding Focused Calm. I almost said Finding Confused Calm, but that didn't make any sense. So it's Finding Focused Calm. I need this book. I don't have Focused Calm ever, so. Probably should read the book. All right, we're going to give that away. Between number, Jamie, pick between 1 and 298.
300.
That's not on my list.
I'm going to go with number 9.
Oh, you would. I was at the bottom. Number 9 is Casey Berger.
Woo-hoo!
Casey wins
Way
the book.
Go, Casey.
Casey, you're going to be so smart when you're done here. Your brain is going to be trained.
Can you coach Glenn after you read it?
Yeah, can you give me some point? Can I get the Cliff Notes version, please? Maybe do that for me. All right, maybe do a review on the book and tell us what you learned. Now, my box of crap, the most coveted prize we give away here at the Horse Radio Network. It's on people's bucket lists to win a box of crap, and we're going to find out who does that today. Between 1 and 298 and not number 9. That's already been picked.
I'm going to go with number 99.
99. Somebody else picked 99 last month, I think. 99 is Joy Rebecca. Joy Rebecca wins. I think she's an otter, right? Yep.
Joy Rebecca Joy.
This says Joy Rebecca. That's what it says. So congratulations, Joy. You win a box of crap. And Jennifer will be in touch with both of you to get your addresses. So congratulations. We'll have some new prizes for you next week. Well, have a terrific weekend, everybody. Now, are you with us on Monday from Flag Is Up?
I am. I'm leave for Flag Is Up tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. And check this out. This is worth mentioning. So, you know, that client of mine that wants to buy a new horse really, really bad. We are, she found one in California and it is like a mile out of my way heading to Flag Is Up. So I am meeting her tomorrow. I'm leaving at 4. She's going to leave at 5 and we're going to meet at this farm 6 hours away, like just past LA, 7 hours away, and then try a horse and then I'm going to keep going. So that should be entertaining. I don't know what to expect. So we'll see. I'll keep you guys posted.
We love so when
far,
you go horse shopping.
Just so you know, I did go horse shopping last Sunday. I never told you about it. This is the problem is they sent the video and it's this big, beautiful warm blood and it's like really cheap. And so we go out there and Well, I was like, this horse in the video, I was like, that horse is that horse is lame. It's lame in the video. Lame in the video. But I was like, you know, but she really wanted to go see it. I'm like, and then I was like, well, maybe it just needs its hocks done. It's a little hock sore, you know. We go out there and look at it. And the lady, this is never a good sign. We get there and she's already riding it.
It's bad enough when they're tacked up. It's
bad. You know how mad that makes me.
Did you get there early, like we're you're supposed to?
No, it said the appointment was at 3 o'clock and we pulled in at 3:01.
See, we always get there. We would get there at 2:30. Oh, I know, but sorry, we're early. It took less time than we thought.
Yeah, and so I did. I walk out, and you know that this. I've been horse shopping enough to where this kind of stuff really makes me mad. Mm. And so she's like, "Hi, nice to meet you." I go, "What are you doing riding the horse? You're supposed to not be on the horse yet." I'm like, "You know better than that."
That's like, what everybody likes when Jamie shows up to get scolded immediately.
my name is Jamie. And they were like, weren't you just at a dressage show? And I was like, oh God, they know me. I was like, yes, I was. Coaching. Okay. So they know me. I've already yelled at them. And then I watch her ride the horse around a little bit. And she's like, hey, he spooks one time. And this is a very beginner rider. So I'm like, let me just get on him. I hop on him and I go ask for a canter. And that sucker just bucks like he's heading to the rodeo. And I was like, ah. Why would you tell me this is beginner safe horse when literally trying to buck me off? And I just noticed this because he's lame. But anyway,
so
that was
seconds?
I did. Of course I did. That would be a much, much different story if I'd fallen off. You might have heard about that one already. So we're like 0 for 10 finding a horse. Again, if anybody's listening that lives in the southwest of the United States and you have something that's beginner safe, a little bit of a kick ride for an adult, got to be like 15.3 hands plus, I'm in the market. And I've got $10,000 to hand you for said pony, okay, or horse. Come on, somebody help me out. I need a horse for this client. Please end my pain.
Well, you have a good trip. Up the flag is up. You'll be coming to us from California on Monday. I will be coming to us from Wellington. So we will be in different locations. Jennifer will be at home.
Tell McLean I said hi.
I'll tell McLean Ward you said hi, all right?
I'll take a picture, like sapphires buried around there. Take a little picture of the grave. Oh, I love that man.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Have a terrific weekend. We'll be back on Monday. See you, everybody.
Spay, neuter, geld. Everybody have a great one.